You're listening to Rhema for Today.
No, sir. You see, when you really believe the word, Wigglesworth made a statement. Smith Wigglesworth made a statement. He said some people, if what they claim to be believing for doesn't come off overnight. Now, he is a Britisher, you know, and he'd say things a little bit different than we do. Doesn't come off overnight, what we would say, if it doesn't happen overnight, you see, it come to pass. He said they're ready to give up on it. But he said if you really believe God, you'll trust him to the end.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
And so she just got them all confused and messed up, you know. And I finally just said to her, you know, I think you'd do better if you'd stay here and pray and let the others go. Just had to pull her off the job. I think she's on the wrong job. Amen. Now, there is something she could do. And she did a better job praying and let them go because she just played havoc everywhere she went. She made more enemies for the church than the devil did. Can you understand that? Amen. And so I just everybody's just not equipped to do certain things. Let's pray God would send the right people. You know, he knows just where they'll fit. I used to pray. Now, when I first left my last church and went out on the field in field ministry, you see, I've got enough sense to know, you know, I have children, a family to support. Just wherever the door opened, I preached. Because when you first go out, you just don't have, you know, you don't even preach solid. And so you don't have a solid income and your expenses solidly go on. Don't they? So I never even questioned. I never even prayed about it. If the door opened, I jumped in. Praise God. Amen. Now, after about 2 years on the field, what we call field ministry, going from church to church, you built up enough, you see, until you've got for this month several calls. Well, then I began to pray. Now, Lord, which one should I go to? Send me to the place, you know, I don't know because I haven't been to these places. But there's no use to me going if the ministry, my ministry, and everyone has their own peculiar and particular ministry. If it will not be accepted there, I would like to help the people. But you know. Well, I found very readily that on the inside of me, in my spirit, the Lord would lead me. Hallelujah. And so, sometimes some of that group needs a different type of ministry than what I have. They're not ready for it. He knows what they're ready for. So when it comes to the harvest, see, we're talking about the whole world. Praise God. I'm well satisfied that some people just make a mistake of going to certain countries. While the others that are specially equipped to reach that particular class of people, cultural, from their cultural background and so on and so forth. So these things are things that need to be prayed about. Praise God. Lord, you send the ones, hallelujah, the right ones to the right people. I've seen people here in America that were very successful here in ministry. And they went overseas and were a flop. And what I couldn't understand was why they would keep on flopping. I mean, every time they went more than once. I remember in the days of the Voice of Healing. Now, there were some of those ministers that could minister overseas effectively, and the others just absolutely flopped. That's all there is to it. But then they'd go right back to some other country and make another flop, and go right back to another country and make another flop, and go right back to another country and make another flop. Well, I observed that, and I said, Lord, I know what God wants me to do. I'm not going. He never told me to go once. I helped some of the others go. Well, we've got a part in the harvest, you see. But some people, in their particular type of ministry, are just not equipped to reach some folks. God knows who can and who will and who can't and who won't. So we need to pray. We need to get the Holy Spirit involved in on it. Praise God, because He knows. Well, let's go further. I didn't mean to spend so much time there, but I wanted to gather up a few loose ends where we left off yesterday. Now let's move right on over in the book of Matthew and see something else that Jesus said about prayer. And here's a favorite of many. That's Matthew 18 and 19. Matthew, the 18th chapter. And particularly this 19th verse, Jesus said, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask." So this has to be prayer, doesn't it? Touching anything they shall ask. "It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Hallelujah. Now that's just a flat statement. "I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything they ask, it shall be done for them." It shall be done. Now, if it wasn't done, let's just admit it. The Word of God can't fail. If it wasn't done, we didn't agree. Amen. Now, I've had people that ask me, "Brother Hagin, will you agree with me?" You know, because I use this scripture in meetings and particularly day teaching services, in teaching on faith, because this has to do with faith and believing and prayer. And I've had them to come to me, you see, and say, "Will you agree with me about this financial need or some other particular need?" So we agreed. Now, in the agreement, you know, I just said to them, the majority of the time I would say to them, "Well, let's just join hands." And by us joining physical hands denotes the fact that in our spirits we're agreeing. See, because that's what it really is spiritual agreement, not just mental. Amen. And you listen to this prayer and see if you can agree with it. So I came to the close of it and said, "Lord, you said if two agree, now we agree concerning this need. It is met. Thank you for it. We declare it is done. Amen." Is it done? Well, the person mentally said, "Yes, yes, amen, I agree." Then they came back to me before the meeting was over, because on back there, after we got ministry on the road established, I wouldn't accept an invitation very seldom ever less than 3 weeks. And I'd stay 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and one time 9 weeks in one church in a meeting. So, you know, here a week or two later, same person came back. Because, you see, the time we were agreeing, you see, what we were agreeing on was supposed to happen within 10-day period. Now here's 2, 3 weeks later. I don't understand. You know, you and I agreed, and it didn't work. I said, "It didn't." No, it didn't. Now, I know Jesus said, "If two of you on earth shall agree." Well, I said, let's just look at that real carefully again now. If two of you shall agree on earth, so there's two of us, that's you and me, that's two of us. We're on earth, aren't we? Yeah. "Shall agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done." Yeah, I know that. Now, I don't understand, you know, because we agreed and it isn't done. It didn't happen. Well, I said, that's one lie we've found in the Bible then, isn't it? Jesus is a liar then, isn't he? He told a lie. Because we agreed and it didn't work. That person spoke up and said, you know, I didn't much expect it was going to happen anyhow. I had that happen to me again and again and again. Just settle the issue, Jesus, if you and I agreed and it didn't happen, then he told a lie. I don't believe he's a liar. Amen? Amen. I said amen. Amen. No, what happens is people make a sort of a half-hearted stab at it, you know, hoping something will happen, maybe. No, sir. You see, when you really believe the word, Wigglesworth made a statement. Smith Wigglesworth made a statement. He said some people, if what they claim to be believing for doesn't come off overnight. Now, he is a Britisher, you know, and he'd say things a little bit different than we do. Doesn't come off overnight, what we would say, if it doesn't happen overnight, you see, it come to pass. He said they're ready to give up on it. But he said if you really believe God, you'll trust him to the end. And sometimes said God will allow you to be tested right up to the hilt. Amen. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he'll allow you to be tested right up to the hill. No, you see, when you really believe God, what you have to do is just get right in there and stand your ground because you believe, because you agreed. Whether it's believing, and agreeing is believing. Believing what Jesus said. You wouldn't even practice that if you didn't believe it, would you? I make mention of the fact sometime I was preaching in the Houston area, Houston, Texas. And one of the pastors there, one of the Assembly of God churches whom I had preached for the year before, in one of the suburban towns there, you know, around Houston, he called me. And he said to me, Brother Hagin, he said, I have something I want you to agree with me about. I'm going to be in the morning service tomorrow and to get you to agree with me. I said, all right, I'll do it. Come on. So he came, as only service, he came to visit. He lived out of town, you see, there some way. And so he, after the morning session was over, well, he came to me and he said, you know, Brother Hagin, he said, I think he's about 63 years of age at that time. And he said, I just kept having problems, physical problems. And I read it into what it was. Finally, my wife said, well, I think you ought to at least go check up, see what's the matter. Maybe we'll know more how to pray or put our faith on it. So he said when I went and had a physical checkup, the doctor found out that my blood pressure was extremely high. In fact, the doctor was so excited about it that he didn't want him to drive home.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, God's Greater Glory, Bring Revival to This Generation. Next is Lynette Hagin's 3-CD series entitled, If I Can, You Can. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Deep Roots in God. All these items are for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Denise Hagin Burns.
If you are interested in attending Rhema Bible Training College,
yes,
there's still time. We're still taking applications for this fall. You can go to rbtc.org and you can apply there.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, What Jesus Taught About Prayer. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase other faith-building teachings. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.